This is the Social Workers Introspective, providing an up-close view of the role and impact of social work in our community. I'm Dave Smith. In this special series, we're speaking with area social workers and social work students about the field of social work, why they've chosen this field, and what it would mean if we did not have social workers.
Hi, my name is Lauren Kaiser, and I am a second-year graduate student in social work here at ACU. Social work has a broad definition, but the desire as a social worker is to help others in a variety of areas. I think the great thing about social work is that we have a plethora of options, anywhere from youth to the elderly to medical social work, school social work. I don't think you could ever get bored being a social worker. My background is primarily in at-risk youth. I spent the better part of 7 years working as a teacher in an at-risk population. I'm now working as a counselor with at-risk youth in the Abilene School District. Most of my time is spent with either in group or individual settings with kids who are struggling with academics, behavior, things like that.
What do you bring to these kids?
Well, we attempt to intervene in a variety of areas. The availability of resources, if they are struggling with, they don't have food in the home or they don't have clothing. We attempt to help with any kind of tutoring, whether we offer that ourselves or set them up with somebody who can assist them in academic issues. And we try to intervene in giving them positive outlooks on life and allowing them to have somebody to talk to that can maybe assist with any kind of emotional distress going on at school or at home.
Why do you want to be a social worker?
You know, I struggled myself as a teenager. I went through some tough stuff, and even though I had a great family support system, but being a teenager is not easy. And so I really want to make a difference in these kids' lives and let them know that there is somebody out there that cares and that they can go beyond what oftentimes feels like great limitations in their lives.
In terms of really being able to gauge the value of different parts of our community,
mm-hmm.
And that is, if you were to imagine that there were no social work opportunities or there were no social workers in Abilene, can you describe what our community would look like at that point?
I think that you would find a large number of people in distress, people who didn't have the means or the ability to pay their bills or to fulfill their needs. I think there would be a lot of people who were lost and that who might feel like there wasn't anywhere else to go. Because I think as social workers, that is our greatest asset, is that we have the knowledge and the ability to help meet those needs.
Podcasts of the first and second season of the Social Workers Introspective is available at our website, www.kacu.org. Tune in Wednesdays and Fridays in the month of March for the Social Workers Introspective, only on community-supported KACU.